This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi termed the accident that happened in Prayagraj Mahakumbh today as extremely sad and expressed grief over the loss of lives of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu said that the stampede incident at Prayagraj Mahakumbh is extremely sad. In a social media post, the president expressed condolences to the families of the devotees who have lost their lives. She prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured devotees. In the meantime, Prime Minister Modi also expressed condolences to the devotees who lost their lives, who lost their loved ones in the accident, and wished speedy recovery to the injured. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the local administration is engaged in helping the victims in every possible way. The Prime Minister said he has spoken to Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and he is constantly in touch with the state government.
मैं महाकुंभ में जो दुखद हादसा हुआ है उस हादसे में हमें कुछ पुण्यात्माओं को खोना पड़ा है कई लोगों को चोटें भी आई हैं मैं प्रभावित परिवारों के प्रति संवेदना व्यक्त करता हूं और घायलों के जल्द स्वस्थ होने की कामना करता हूं
The Indian Space Research Organization successfully launched its new generation satellite NVS-02 from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh today. Geosynchronous satellite launch vehicle GSLV-F15 carrying the NVS-02 lifted off at 6:23 a.m. this morning. This launch marks a remarkable milestone for ISRO, commemorating the 100th launch from Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota.
Extremely happy to announce from the spaceport of ISRO that the first launch of this year, 2025, has been successfully accomplished with GSLV-F15 launch vehicle precisely injecting the navigation satellite NVS-02 in the required intended orbit.
The Indian Railways has denied rumors circulating on social media that certain special trains for Mahakumbh have been cancelled. Talking to Akash Vani News Executive Director, Information and Publicity, Railway Board, Dilip Kumar called the reports as completely baseless and misleading. He assured that the railways are operating more than 370 trains from various stations to cater to the massive influx of pilgrims on the occasion of Moni Amavasya. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 adopted its draft report today. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chairman of the 31-member panel, Jagdambika Pal said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He added that a report on the committee will be submitted to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tomorrow. Mr. Pal highlighted that detailed deliberations were held on the bill in the last 6 months. As part of the Republic Day celebrations, beating retreat ceremony has begun at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers are attending the ceremony. This year, in the beating retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. The Delhi Police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the ceremony. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget, Akashvani News brings to you the expectations of experts and people from the Union Budget. Talking to Akashvani, co-founder of a tech-based education startup, Yashwant Chityala shared his expectations from upcoming union budget. The Supreme Court has begun the hearing of the Suomoto Arjikar case today. The case addresses the safety of medical professionals initiated after the brutal rape and murder of a trainee doctor at Arjikar Hospital in Kolkata that occurred in August last year. The government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources essential for promoting green technologies. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.